The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How are you guys doing? I absolutely have no idea what we're going to talk about right now. I know it's kind of a weird thing. I don't even have a screen in front of me. I'm just holding this Apple Pencil thing. He said he found some stuff. What I can see, it says...
Go ahead and read that top line for me.
Preventing and combating discrimination on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. No idea where this is really going. He said he wants me to pretty much react to it and speak on it as we go along.
Facts.
If you guys are new to the channel, please do me a favor and subscribe. It'll be linked. There's no link. I don't know why I say that. Just hit the fucking subscribe button.
It's like every time you do that, bro. Every time.
I legitimately said the last... Okay, well... If you guys are listening to the podcast with your ears, go to the YouTube channel if you want to see how sexy I look on a daily basis. All right, here we go. I'm going to let you take it from here.
Yeah, man. So I got bored and I decided to dig into a couple executive orders from our current commander in chief.
All right.
And I was like, I wonder what was on his mind when he first came into office, right? Like back January of 2021, like what was some of the first things this man had on his mind that he had to like just coronavirus crisis, everything else is hot. You know
probably
what I mean?
Not a lot, though.
But honestly. But what did he decide to focus on? Like, world's in shambles, major crisis.
Okay.
All right. This is when this order was signed. You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Here we go. Every person should be treated with respect and dignity and should be able to live without fear. Agreed?
That's pretty easy.
No matter who they are or who they love. However, in addition to that, children should be able to learn without worrying about whether they will be able to, or I'm sorry, children should be able to learn without worrying about whether they will be denied access to a restroom, the locker room, or school sports.
Okay, so when was the last time a child's ever been denied? I mean, they have a girl and a boy side of the restroom.
You would think that.
Okay.
All right.
Let's keep going. This is getting weird.
Adults should be able to, it's getting weird on an executive order within the first paragraph, right?
Okay, let's keep going.
Yeah. So... Ah, Lord Almighty.
Hold on, let me answer. Make sure this is not somebody. Hello.
Hello, how you doing, sir?
Oh, that's a real person. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, we're looking to buy properties. Will you be interested in selling?
I will sell my property to you for $1.5 million. It's a long pause. Are you still there? All right. Well, he didn't like that offer.
He's like, I don't know what property you're speaking of, but in India, it's not that expensive.
All right, keep going.
God, man. All right, so in addition to the kids being able to use a bathroom that we all agree, you know, kids should be able to use a bathroom. They don't have to hold it in during school. But adults should be able to earn a living and pursue a vocation knowing that they will not be fired, demoted, or mistreated because of who they go home to or because of how they dress. Does not conform to sex-based stereotypes. People should be able to access health care and secure a roof over their head without being subjected to sex discrimination.
Okay. Where are we going with this? Sex discrimination. You're talking about like the gender of a man and woman.
Yes.
You either have a man or you have a woman.
Well,
let's keep going.
Just because that's a medical thing doesn't mean that it doesn't affect you mentally, right? So you should be able to get treated as a transgender or as, you know, whatever the 5,000 ones are they have now.
I think,
doctor. Okay. This is where this is going.
Okay, well, I'm excited about this.
All right.
Keep the ball rolling. I'm ready
for
this.
So these principles, as he claims, are reflected in the Constitution, which promises equal protection underneath the law. So what he starts quoting in this is the Civil Rights Act of 1964, all right? And the Supreme Court held... a prohibition on discrimination because of sex covers discrimination based on the basis of gender identity and sexual orientation. So now you cannot discriminate because of the Civil Rights Act of 64.
Okay.
Based on gender identity, meaning if you want to identify as a female, the federal government, the president, says that you can now identify as a female and go use whatever bathroom you want.
That is not a, that's not a real thing.
No, it is a real thing. It's not, it's, I'm dead serious. Look,
well, what I'm saying, that's not a real thing. If I want to switch my gender orientation over to a female, that's not a real thing. Like it's not physically possible to do it. I don't have ovaries. You can't inject ovaries into a man. I can't make babies. I don't have fallopian tubes. I don't have ways of generating another human inside of me. You know, that's not a real thing.
Well, according to this executive order, what you're talking about,
that's
sounds
gaslighting.
Like
that's all that is. That's gaslighting.
No, that's here not. What you're saying is discrimination. Discrimination on the basis of gender identity or sexual orientation manifests differently. All right, for different individuals and often overlaps with other forms of prohibited discrimination, including discrimination on the basis of race or disability. So as if it wasn't enough that we're talking about transgenders, now we're going to go ahead and throw race into the equation to make it special.
I don't look at an individual and think of the race. That's like the first thought.
For example, discrimination of transgender Black Americans face inconceivably high levels of workplace discrimination, homelessness, and violence, including fatal violence.
I would assume the fatal violence from a transgender Black person, is that what they said?
Yep.
Okay, I would assume most of the violence that occurs on that is mainly going to be prostitution, if I was going to make the assumption. It's either a prostitute that ended up getting with a man, or a man picked up a transgender that thought it was a woman, and they ended up, am I not speaking some truth here with that? Is that not true?
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, I would assume that's where most of the violence within the community probably comes from.
It does.
I have no idea. I haven't looked this up.
I have. Okay. You're absolutely correct.
Am I right? Okay. So I would assume that's where most of the violence is going to come from the transgender community, is probably from prostitution.
Correct.
Okay. So if that's the case, then where are we going at with this?
All right. So now he has directed the head of each agency, as soon as practical, and I'm paraphrasing here, to fulfill, implement statutes that prohibit sex discrimination in the policy that's set forth in Section 1 of this order, which talks about the bathrooms and all of that stuff going on across the country. Further, it says the head of each agency shall, as soon as practical, also consider whether there are additional actions that the agency should take in order to ensure its full implementing of the policy set forth in Section 1 of this order.
Okay. I don't really understand exactly what he's trying to say, that they can... Everybody can use
what he's saying is what he's saying is he is directing the federal government to implement policies, procedures, laws for people to use whatever bathroom they want based on how they identify.
No, the problem with that is
that anything else is discrimination.
No, it's not discrimination because the thing is
different forms.
I don't want my daughter going into a female bathroom with a guy who can say that he's a female, quote unquote, air quotes. This is the problem with this whole thing, is a guy. He could be a sexual predator for all we know.
Correct.
Loves little girls for some reason. He's mentally jacked in the head. That, I mean, most of the people that are jacked mentally who go after what is the correct word? I don't
pedophiles.
Pedophile. There we go. Thank you. Pedophiles. They can claim to be a female and go sit inside of a girl's bathroom just to look at little girls like my daughter, for instance. She's not old enough to go in by herself. But what I'm saying is, 8, 9 years old, she'll be old enough probably to go in by herself at that point.
And how do you question these people?
And you can't question them.
How do you question them based on this?
Yes, that's let me retract. I don't care for an individual, like, say, Charles. If Charles comes in tomorrow, I know Charles is a boy. Charles is a man. Okay. I know that. He was born as a boy. If he comes in tomorrow and says he wants to be a female, I don't care what Charles does.
I could care less.
I don't care. Good job, Charles. Way to be a female. I don't care. That's not what I care about. The stuff that I care about is what I just said. You allowing them to go into little, like, a bathroom with girls in it, or little girls, or just around a school in general, is not good.
No.
It's not a good thing. It's not even a good look on America in general. Like, I would actually physically pull my daughter out of any school. Thank God she won the one she goes to. They don't have mask mandates. They don't have anything like that, which is a good thing. I would pull her out if they were to implement anything like that, because that is just not a good thing. Especially with, like, for instance, this person's NCAA guy that decided to be a girl. Comes in, he breaks every single record.
And you see it across everything that has happened. Everywhere it's happened, you see the guys that switch over to the female side.
Matter of fact, look, here's my beautiful little daughter here right now. You hungry? What's going on? You want a snack? Go get a snack. Children are very sweet. She came in, it's a good manner. She came to ask if she can have a snack.
Right.
She can have one. What I was really just kind of going with it, I personally do not care, and I think there's a lot of people on my stance that do not care if someone wants to be whatever they want to be. I don't care. Claim to be a tree.
Do your thing.
It's just when it gets to the whole bathroom situation, and girls playing guys playing on girls' sports that claim to be girls. Now in the military, we both know this. Now we're going to touch on a subject here that's going to piss a lot of people off, I'm sure.
Oh, this is a good segue. Go for it.
So females, I'm all for them being in the military. It does not bother me. I don't care. Females being in certain positions and jobs in the military is an issue.
It is.
Okay, girls, cops. That doesn't bother me. They can be police officers and everything.
You need that aspect.
You have to have female searching. You got to do all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
It's just different. Now, there's different positions inside the military females shouldn't be allowed to be in, not because of their gender or anything like that. It's for their ability to do things a man, they just can't do the same as a man. For one, when we were in Afghanistan, we didn't shower for months. It's not a joke.
And I've done that several times on several trips.
Legitimately, we did not shower for months together. My first shower in Afghanistan, I recall, was like 3 months deep. On the second trip over in Paktika province. Yeah. Here you go. Here's your Rice Krispie treat. And a lot of people might actually think that I'm being sexist by saying this, but I'm saying this for a reason. A female is not able to do certain things that men can do. They can't carry as much weight on their back for the most part, for the average, like spread across the board. It's just one of the things. They can't sit in austere environments for a certain amount of time because they will literally get yeast infections.
And we're not saying that there's women out there that can't do it.
No, I'm not saying that.
We're saying by and large.
By and large, if you were to do it, then I'm just hold off if you guys are thinking I'm trying to be sexist. I have a daughter that I love very much. I'm not. I'm trying to spit some facts here. I can't generate a baby. I can't. Women and men are different in that way. I have something dangling between my legs they don't have. Creates testosterone at the same time, which allows us to be a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger and do certain things that women can't do. Not saying that all of them, but what I'm saying is in those kind of situations overseas, those are the kind of jobs that I don't think females, they weren't allowed to be in when I was in, but now they are.
And I'll take it a step further and I'll say the implementation of it, right? Like in general, in principle, if there was females that are capable of accomplishing this job, could they theoretically do it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? There's certain ways that they go, they can clean up. But my issue with it is the implementation of it across the military.
They held on to a lower standard.
They have
for
been
doing the same job.
Correct. And in my opinion, and I've said this before, that's discrimination amongst men 100%. In the military.
Go
because I am being forced, I was being forced, you were being forced to reach a higher standard and get the same pay.
Facts. If you've never been in the military, you have to do PT tests. Females have to do like 1/3 the amount of push-ups and sit-ups and whatnot, and their run time is like 2 minutes lower or something. Like it doesn't, like that kind of stuff didn't affect me if they weren't inside of my job. They're being paid the same. I don't really care. When your life is on the line and you're doing an actual job that has a lot of combat involved, like we did,
it's not the time to drop
standards. It's not the time to drop standards whatsoever. You should be raising the standards. The standards should all be the same across the board. And that's the problem with this kind of stuff is you have people that come in to a job like Biden has, and they come in and they push down these kind
of liberal agendas
or just agendas and just to appeal to a very small demographic of America.
And you're changing the entire military and you're putting people at risk.
Putting people's lives at risk just for this one little segment of people that have been complaining. Like, I keep having to reiterate, I'm not sexist in any sort of way. I'm trying to make this very well known. Like, there's certain kind of jobs that men can't do that women can do, and certain kind of jobs that women can do that men can't do. It's just how God made us. It's just, it is what it is.
So while we're on that subject, now you're going to segue me into the next executive order.
I didn't even know there was more than one.
This is stuff when the world's in a pandemic and everything's going to hell.
That's what they're talking about.
This is what they're talking about. This is what they're concerned with. Now, was there other executive orders? Sure. But why the hell was this even on the docket? Like how was this a priority? So this next one is called enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform. And the interesting part is here he takes action as a commander in chief, right? And several months later, he starts blaming the former president for a bunch of the downfalls that took place overseas, which we don't have to rehash the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan.
No, we don't have to do that.
But he's clearly taking action here as a commander in chief. And he's saying it is my conviction as commander in chief of the armed forces that gender identity should not be a bar from military service. Moreover, there's a substantial evidence that allowing transgender individuals to serve in the military does not have any meaningful negative impact on the forces.
How does he know that? He's never been in the force.
Well, you see, they conducted a survey in 2016.
There's absolutely no survey. There's no way that a military personnel would ever say that. Think about it.
It's been suppressed. I'm telling you, as a guy that was serving in 2016, that was suppressed, that your opinions and your thoughts on there didn't matter, and things were ignored and stricken.
Okay, for instance, for all y'all that are sitting at home, so we have them come in. I don't care. Say they come in.
All right.
How awkward is it going to be in the showers?
Do you want me to tell you how awkward? Because I can.
At basic training or just anywhere.
I can give you an example.
You know how awkward that would be? Like,
So we had an attachment that came over to my team at one point in time that was transgender. And now this is for everybody that is saying that nobody cares, because that's specifically what it says here, is it doesn't have direct impact on the mission set, the team, anything like that.
Why? Because now it doesn't. I'm already envisioning in my head. Like, you know how much stuff you had to go out of your way to make sure that they were comfortable?
Correct.
Like that one person
it
was
took away. Like, we went from having focus on what we were doing, and it was a training exercise, and we were looking at bringing in support personnel to go overseas with us. Right. And so I'll just leave it at that. And we had to halt our training exercise because of this attachment that was coming in. And it takes away time from what we're supposed to be doing, that, hey, there's a transgender individual that's coming in. Don't say anything stupid. Keep it to yourself.
We don't know
where they're going to be sleeping. We don't know, what direction it is. We don't know what the proper pronouns, if it's like boy to girl, girl to boy, how they want to be addressed. We don't know any of this bullshit.
I could literally see an LT coming in, pushing the info down, and then someone coming over like, hey, keep your mouth shut, boys. Don't say anything fucking stupid. Like, I could see it.
That's 100% what happened.
Yeah, I could see it.
All right. But I digress, back to the topic at hand, right? So this executive order starts going a little bit deeper. It says, to that end, in 2016, a meticulous and comprehensive study requested by the Department of Defense. So the study was requested by the Department of Defense, not coming from anywhere else. It was the Department of Defense looking into it, found that enabling transgender individuals to serve openly in the United States military would have only a minimal impact on military readiness and healthcare costs. The study also concluded that open transgender service has no significant impact on operational effectiveness or unit cohesion in foreign militaries. So they're citing foreign militaries as an excuse for us to do these things here in the United States. Arguably, the best military in the country is now looking at other militaries for how we should be conducting ourselves.
Not in the country, the best military in the world.
Right. Is that what I said? The country? The world.
Shouldn't be looking at any other military. It should be setting the standard. We don't need to be moving on to what Canada is doing, for God's sakes. Who cares what Canada is doing?
Right.
Like, who cares? Canada doesn't fight any, well, they do fight in wars, but they're not the forefront of every single war there is. Granted, I know you Canadians are listening. You guys did help us a bunch in World War II. Thank you so much. And you guys hold the longest kill shot ever recorded in history.
Which we all know is luck.
Super luck. Send it, though. Good send.
A lot of skill.
Love it.
A lot of luck. All right, keep going. The Secretary of Defense concluded that in 2016 that permitting transgender individuals to serve openly in the military was consistent with military readiness and with the strength through diversity. Yeah. Such that transgender service members who could meet the requirement standards procedures should be permitted to serve openly. And it goes a step further. The Secretary of Defense also concluded that it was appropriate to create a process that would enable service members to take steps to transition gender while serving. Now, would you like to know how well that goes? Like, I actually got schooled up on the process of this. Like, we had to sit down. We literally had to take an entire morning out of our day when we were home, had to take an entire morning away from mission readiness and everything else that we were doing to get schooled up on how this process works. Would you like to know how it worked?
What do you mean, actually becoming?
Like, how people are allowed to transition while they're within the military.
Let's hear it. I would love to hear this.
All right, so first they have to go see a psychiatrist, which should, right in itself, be the first sign of maybe there's an issue.
Yeah, they might have a mental problem, mental health issue.
Right. So first they have to go see a psychiatrist, and then that psychiatrist has to talk to them for some sort of period of time, encourages them to go out in town and dress up in the particular gender that they would like, and they have to give feedback and reports and studies and everything like that back to them. And they have to document all this. After that, right, say it's a male going to a female, well, then they then have to go into the hormone replacement therapy or hormone treatment and all of that other crap. And at that point in time, they are actually...
Who's paying for that?
Us.
Good. Keep going.
And then at that point in time, then they basically get stricken from doing PT tests because they're going through all of these different gender issues. And at some point in time, that rolls over and then they get transitioned to the other gender.
I don't know. It's hard for me to believe. Like I said, I don't care that they're that they want to be a man or a woman or whatever they want to be, but this is the kind of situations where we don't need to bend the standards or change the way we do things just for a small. If that group is so small in America in the first place, like a very small percentage, but they're also the most offended group in America, we shouldn't be changing our entire military just for this very small group of people.
Right. Like, if you join the military as a male, you have certain hygiene requirements that you have to meet. You have to get your hair cut. You have to meet certain standards. You have to do certain things.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
Right?
Yeah.
But for some reason, that all just gets thrown to the wayside. So now the military is going to conform to you, and you don't conform to the military.
So if you're this is kind of an interesting one. So if you're a guy that transitions to a girl in the military, what do you do if you grow facial hair? Because females aren't supposed to, it's a good question. I mean, do you force her to shave? Because she's,
I don't know. Why are women allowed to have longer hair than men in the military? I mean, if men can't have long hair, right? And do you know, like, the story of traditionally where, like, short hair comes from in the military?
Hygiene.
It was hygiene. It also came, like, Native Americans used to shave, like, one side of their heads back in the day so that they could, like, properly shoot a bow and arrow, all sorts of weird stuff, right? But predominantly, hygiene. So if it's no longer a hygienic issue, why are we, if we want to talk about discrimination in the military, why do we continue to discriminate against males, but all of a sudden we have to cater to transgenders and females?
So females keeping the standards of where they are, I'm going to go out on a limb and probably throw this out there. The standards stay the way they are because they have to have a certain amount of percentage of females in the military. And they can't, I mean, you really think, in all honesty, pogue jobs, do you really think that there's any people being kicked out for being overweight, and or not being able to complete a PT test?
I think there is some units that uphold the standard, but by and large, no.
Not the regular army, for sure. I mean, there's no.
By and large, no.
No, there's not.
No, I mean, they're not holding to it.
I mean, I remember when I was in, I don't know how much better it got when I got out, but it was just, there were certain areas we can go on post, and you're going to know, you're going to see nothing but people that should not be wearing the uniform because they don't even fit in the one.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Have. Yes.
It was bad. But it was really bad.
All right, we're not going to go on that topic. But anyway, you got anything else? Because you just took me down a rabbit hole right there. I mean,
we can keep going down the rabbit hole of transgenders and how it all like changes and the male female aspect and using bathrooms. So now you're going to have trends and then add to all this, right? Because it's an executive order and you look at the transgenders and things like that. What are they going to do, like, restroom wise? I've been a big proponent for a long time. If you're going to treat everybody equally, then do away with everything. What was that movie, Starship Troopers, where they just had like male, female showering together and all that other crap?
I don't know.
That's the direction we should go. If you're going to claim equality, that's the direction you should go.
I don't know if I'd like to see a lot of the females that are in the military naked.
Neither would I. Neither would I.
I'm just kidding. One of the goofiest Wookies. Bathrooms I ever went into was actually when I was in, when I went through, for some reason, I remember this. I was going through selection and I got to take a shower towards the end. I just remember this one dude. Guys in the military are wild. He made a thong out of 550 cord and was running around the bathroom for some reason.
Good for him. I support that man.
I don't know. I just remember the showers.
And his morale improvements.
That's pretty much all it was. You can talk about basic training showers being like nut the butt. The showers in Special Forces Selection were crowded as all can be.
They start off that way.
I was crowded as can be. I remember touching another guy's leg with my leg as I'm trying to shower, look at the ceiling. And be like, oh, man, I don't want to look down.
Nope.
Lots of dangle nuggets there. All right, well, I hope you guys enjoy this over here. I mean, son of a gun. I do love all y'all. Oh, shit.
Yep.
I'll see you guys later.